Well, after all those questions, we've got one more with Diana O'Carroll, who's bubbling with excitement over our latest question of the week.
This week, why it's worth having a bath with a good head on it, according to our questioner, Stephen Tindall.
I sometimes like a nice warm bath in the winter. After a while, the bath gets colder. I know there are a few ways that the bath can lose heat, but does a thick layer of bubbles on the top make any significant difference to the heat retention?
So, is it worth pouring a bottle of washing up liquid in there?
I'm Professor Eugene Cherenchev from Cavendish Laboratory in Cambridge University. Basically, Stephen Tindall asks this, working on the assumption that a layer of bubbles would thermally insulate the top surface of water, like a bubble wrap would insulate a hot or cold object. This is correct, that it will reduce the heat loss through the top surface, both in straight diffusion of heat into the air and in water evaporation, which is a very efficient mechanism of cooling by phase transition. Of course, one has to be very stable, long-lead bubbles in this form covering the water surface, which can be achieved by the use of good surfactants and salts, although I don't know how good for your health all that would end up being. But my instinct tells me that both of these mechanisms of heat transmission and water evaporation to the top surface, whether insulated or not, are minor in the overall process of bath cooling down. Let's conduct an imaginary experiment and cover the top surface of a hot bath with many layers of bubble wrap. I don't think the rate of its cooling will much diminish. I think the direct contact of water with the solid mass of the bathtub body is a much more efficient sink of heat. This is because the transfer of heat into the low-density air is generally very poor. In fact, it is air filling the bubbles that is supposed to be the thermal insulator in Stephen's original question. And we know how thin air cavities inside the wool hairs make wool clothes so warm.
As TechMind rightly said on our forum, a layer of bath bubbles does indeed keep the bath warmer for longer. But be wary of the old-style cast-iron baths. Though elegant, they will tend to conduct heat away from your water faster than a more modern acrylic bath will. But from pondering to practice, here's Dave Ansell to explain what he found experimentally.
To test this on a slightly smaller scale, I took two identical washing-up bowls, filled them up 10 centimetres deep with water from a hot water tap. Then I took some bubble bath, put it in one of them, frothed it up so you got a nice layer of bubbles over the surface, and left the other one. I then put two thermocouples, one in each bowl, in exactly the same place. Then I waited to see what happened to the temperature. They both started at 44 degrees centigrade, and after an hour, the one with bubbles was at 38 degrees centigrade, but the one without any bubbles was down to 34 degrees centigrade. And when I looked at all the results, pretty much all the time, the one with bubbles was losing heat at just slightly more than half the rate of the one without any bubbles, which means the bubbles are actually working as a very, very effective insulator. And I think this result should work on a bath as well. On a bath, the surface is probably going to be slightly more important because relatively there's less side compared to top and bottom on a bath. And I was using about the same depth of water as in a shallow bath. So you should find exactly the same thing happening when you bathe.
Thanks, Dave. And next week we move from Spot the Submarine to Stalk the Spaceship with Jerry Hirschman's question.
Hello, naked scientists. There's been a substantial amount of discussion recently about solar sails. I'm curious to know by what mechanism a photon, which is massless and has no electrical charge, imparts momentum to a solar sail.
What blows the solar sails onto a broad reach? Let us know what you think by emailing Chris at thenakedscientists.com. You can write on our forum, which is at thenakedscientists.com/forum. You can Twitter at @nakedscientists, or you can look us up on Facebook.
Diana O'Carroll with our question of the week. And if you know how solar sails are held aloft by nothing but sunlight, then do please get in touch.
Thank you, Helen. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much to Maurice Bullock and David Baker, our guests this week, and also Graham Day, who joined us here in the studio. Next week, we're exploring the story of flight. So we'll find out how aeroplanes can change the weather around airports. And yes, they really do. And we'll also hear how jet engine designers are trying to tackle the problem of noise made on takeoff. In the meantime, if you have any science questions for us, you can tweet them to @NakedScientists. You can write on our wall at thenakedscientists.com/Facebook, or email us. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, goodbye.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.